In 1941, poultry were making headlines across North Dakota and the country. With World War II ramping up, the U.S. launched its Food for Freedom program, calling on American farmers to help feed the nation and its soldiers overseas.
You can help win the battle of food production. You can help our fighting men get the food they need. You can help save the vital metals used in commercial canning if you grow your own victory garden.
Farmers were now expected to produce a staggering 4 billion dozen eggs in 1942. That's an 18% increase over the previous year. But instead of growing flock sizes, they were told to get more from the birds they already had. So businesses stepped in. One ad from Akko Mineral Compound promised to build up egg production. Another pitched rotocaps as a way to go after worms stealing your profits. But the poultry headlines weren't just about production. It brought communities together as well. In Noonan, the Methodist Women's Society hosted a supper and fancy work sale, serving up fried chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, pickles, buttered carrots, cabbage salad, and more. All for just 40 cents. But poultry wasn't just patriotic or delicious. It was also a target for crimes. Joe Snyder of Linton reported 25 of his best chickens were stolen. The Ward County Independent noted, the chicken stealing season near Linton seems to be on. Another farmer, Vernon Lugren, chased down thieves who have taken his three turkeys. A neighbor spotted the getaway, but the culprits were too quick. Luckily, they dumped the turkeys and the birds waddled back home the next day. This Dakota Day Book was originally written by Cody Gorn and edited for radio by me, Tay Calloway.
Got a turkey for you, Ma.
For Thanksgiving, Bo?
Yep. We'll have just enough time to fatten them up.